Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Well, joining me this evening is Adrian Leddy, no stranger to many farmers throughout Donegal, a former IFA development officer in the county, first getting involved here back in 1975. A very good evening to you, Adrian.
Good evening, Chris.
Now, Adrian, recently we've just had the 60th anniversary of the association, and in fact the roots really go back to I think it was a meeting in the Four Provinces Ballroom in Harcourt Street, 1955. The National Farmers Association was actually set up, and that was of course a forerunner to the IFA.
Yes, we marked it on the 6th of January, the day that they 60 years ago that the association was formed, as you rightly said, known as the National Farmers Association, and has formed in response to farmer anger at the time in relation to low product prices and unfair taxation at the time. And it was developed out of the Young Farmers Organisation, and Mark Neferma was the forerunner for it, and a lot of the organisers that's working with Mark Neferma got involved in setting up clubs on branches of the National Farmers Association at the particular time in Donegal and all over the country.
You had a big celebrations in Dublin there last week to mark the occasion.
Yes, a very big occasion. We had 1,700 officers of the association, and we brought in people, ministers, EU commissioners, a lot of dignitaries from other bodies to it. There were 1,700 people in the conference centre, and it was an absolutely fantastic day. People are still talking about it. It was a great opportunity for a lot of people to reminisce of the work that they had done for the association. And there were some people present that was at the first meeting 60 years ago in Dublin, and it was great to see them there. And we had basically all the presidents that are alive and people, members of their families and that there for the ones that have passed away. And it was the same. We had all the various county chairmen that's alive in Donegal and from other counties and that there present on the day as well. And it was a great for them to meet people that some of them mightn't have met for maybe 30, 40 years.
The IFA itself, Adrian, it came into existence in 1971, and this was one of the first things on the agenda then was the entry into the common market, and we had a referendum. And for Ireland and for farmers, this really was, I suppose it was a voyage into the unknown, and it was a huge step.
Well, I suppose it was a major step, but it was a major step for the association to make the decision at the time that we were going to join the EU, and we campaigned vigorously that the EU was the place for us. Now, we had a great Donegal man at the time that was very opposed to us and very opposed to the association campaign in relation to joining the EU, and that was Father McDyer at the time of Glencolum Kill. And again, it was a very thought out decision by the association at the time. It was something that they see that there's a big market for food out there, and it has proven that fact that we have gained as a result of membership of the EU, and we export 9 out of every 10 of our animals out of the country, and we are the biggest exporter agricultural food of any country into the rest of Europe and into the rest of the world market. Just in relation to to joining the EU, that not alone did we change our name from the National Farmers Association to the Irish Farmers Association, we also spread our wings into setting up an office in Brussels and staffing the office at the time in Brussels. And we had an ex-Taoiseach in Alan Jukes, an economist that worked in IFA, took up the position in the Brussels office at the time. We are not. We became members of COPA, which is the overall farming organisation for the overall Europe, and we have played a major part in COPA and within the farming organisation across Europe ever since. And we have had many the battle in Donegal over the years, going back to major campaigns over the drop in cattle prices. And again, we had it recently. We had the big issue that was in Donegal when I came up was the rates on agricultural land. And we campaigned strongly on that, and we succeeded in getting it abolished. We also then had a government that was going to try and bring in a sales tax or a land tax on farmers. And again, we campaigned vigorously in Donegal against the land tax at the particular time.
My guest this evening is a former IFA development officer in Donegal, Adrian Leddy, who took up the post back in 1975. He's now the development officer for Sligo, Leitrim, Roscommon and Longford. Now, IFA membership in Donegal has always been very strong, and over the years, Adrian, the number of branches increased as well.
Yes, sir. We have always worked very, very hard in making sure that all members had an opportunity to be represented within the county, and we set up the structure throughout the county, and it's known as IFA branches. And we try and have it in as many areas as possible where it's easy for farmers to access and have officers elected, and they go to county meetings, and that there that's held on a monthly basis in Raphoe, and they take up the various issues. The way that it works is it's an organisation from the local farmer, from the local member, up to his local branch, from his delegate from his local branch into the county executive. And the Donegal County Executive people have elected officers onto the various national committees, and they take the message there. And that's how the structure of the association works, and it works very effectively, and it has stood the test of time over the last 60 years.
And Donegal, it's fair to say, has had a big input into things, a number of very prominent county chairmen. And indeed, when it comes to travelling, and you'd be aware of this, people up in Dublin often saying, oh, you have to travel all the way back to Donegal tonight. But that hasn't put off IFA members down through the years. Donegal, as much as any county, has supported rallies, events, and going up to headquarters in Dublin.
Yes, Donegal has absolutely been absolutely fantastic over the years. And it goes back to the great men that sort of set the groundwork in Donegal. People like Major Neville Chance, household names like him, Charlie Scott in Carndonagh, John Witherow in Raphoe, Charlie Rutherford in Muff, Sheila Hamilton in Ballintra. People like, you know, I could keep going, Robert Carey in Inishowen. Leaders like that there that fought for the association, that kept the association going. And a lot of people came in and rode in behind them, supported them. They led the march back in 66 from Lifford in Donegal, led by Neville Chance at the time. And it started from that. And there was probably difficult times for Donegal people to get to meetings in Dublin. We had difficulties with the troubles in the north and difficulties with roads and that at times. But it never cowed or it never stopped a Donegal delegate from attending his meetings above in Dublin and representing the farmers of Donegal.
Now, we've seen huge changes in all sectors of life since the IFA came into being. Perhaps the younger farmers, Adrian, do we forget maybe just how big the strides have been made, how much things have come on?
Yeah, so I suppose the whole concept has changed. And it's only when you attend an event that we attended to mark the 60th and hear all the previous presidents talk of their experience from the platform and what the association went through and the various campaigns that the association went, that we owe a huge debt of gratitude to all these leaders that have made the association what it is today. And I would say to any your listeners and any of your young farmers that's listening to this program and out there tonight, that the only way that you will achieve anything is to collective working within your IFA, within your association, and because it can be a very lonely place out on the farm, walking away yourself. But if you have your organisation and you are part of it, you have strength in numbers, You will have people now that, you know, through demonstrations, is one part of it. But a lot of IFA work now, as a result of the various campaigns, particularly in the 60s, the door is open. The door is open to all departments, government, ministers, so on. And we can sit down around the table and negotiate both at government level and Brussels level. And this is how far the association has come over the 60 years.
In many ways, I suppose one of the features also of the IFA, if you compare with the earlier years, when you look at the commodity committees, Anthony, years ago, a relatively small number and they were stable. Now we've all sorts of committees, aquaculture, alternative land use, farm family. The list grows nearly every year and it shows how things have diversified so much.
Well, I suppose that's one side of it. And I suppose the other side of that is that farmers and other sectors see the importance of coming in along with the big lobby organization within IFA. We are the envy of a lot of trade unions and a lot of other organisations of the strength that we have and of the loyalty that we have from our members and how we can achieve things by putting on the pressure on members. I'm just after leaving a meeting at the moment where we were lobbying to try and get the GLAS scheme up and running at the moment. And here I was in with the local county councillors. We're having a big meeting next Wednesday in Dublin doing the same thing. This is to put money back into farmers' pockets. It's an ongoing issue, and this is what IFA is about on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, if people want to know, and I would say stress to your young farmers and to farmers there, make sure that you come out and attend the meetings, know what's going on, know what you're entitled to, and we will try as best we can to lobby on your behalf to make it farming a better place and to give you an income and that for your family.
And finally, and looking ahead, we've got the opening of the US beef markets. We've got the whole change to the milk quota regime. An awful lot of changes coming down the pipeline. Are you optimistic about the future for farmers in Donegal?
I am very much so. I think there's great opportunities. There will be difficult. There will be ups and downs because now we have to deal with the world trade and the ups and downs of the markets on a world trade basis. And you automatically see this happening already in relation to meat prices and meat quotas going. And people will ask the question, will we be producing too much milk in that now? No, there's always need for food, and it's a big world population. And isn't it great that people in Donegal can supply food to other parts of the world? And it's great credit to the farmers of Ireland and the green farmers and people in Donegal that we will now be able to send in beef into the United States and into other markets around the world. And before you go, Chris, I just really want to thank all the officers, all the people in Donegal. There's so many people out there that have worked very closely with myself over the years and with the organisation. And without the voluntary support, we would not have the organisation that we have today. And it's credit to the people that have got behind us, set up and involved with setting up marts, setting up co-ops, setting up FPD. And, you know, as a result of this, this is all helping in the whole marketing of the product for Irish farmers. And, you know, great credit to these people and no better people than the farmers in Donegal for doing that.
Adrian Leddy there. Just time for the cattle prices. Steers, €4.05 a kilo to €4.10 a kilo. Heifers, €4.15 a kilo to €4.20 a kilo. U-grade bulls, €4.10 a kilo. R-grade cows, €3.50 a kilo to €3.75 a kilo. Sheep prices, lambs up to 23 kilos, making €5.30 a kilo. And ewes up to €3.10 to €3.30 a kilo. Well, that's it for another edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.